Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. Acknowledgement to country. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the First Peoples of the Ngunnawal Mallee, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Be seated, please. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the November General Council meeting. It is quite a full agenda today, and there are some significant items. At the end of which we will move into confidential, and there are also six fairly significant confidential matters that we have to deal with. Present are all councillors. We have no absence. We have an apology from Anthony Cirillo.
Seconded, Councillor Monica.
Move for Councillor Miller. Anyone wish to speak against that? Move to the vote, all in favour. This is carried. Item 5 is confirmation of Councillor Minutes for the ordinary Council meeting held on the 23rd of October, confidential Council meeting held on the 23rd of October, special confidential meeting held on the 29th of October, and special Council meeting held on the 6th of November. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Moore. Seconded, Councillor Brown. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. Item 6 on the agenda, confirmation of the Assembly of Councillors, with a recommendation that Council note the Assembly of Councillors' records for the following meetings: a planning forum on the 21st of October, Council forum on the 30th of November, and a heritage study part B on the 40th of November. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Monica. Seconded, Councillor Norman. If anyone wants to speak against that motion, move to the vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. Notifications of absence, we have the absence of Councillor Cirillo, who is an apology. Item 8 on the agenda is the mayoral report, with a recommendation that Council note the contents of the mayoral report for the month of October. Got a move for that? Councillor Paul. Seconded by Councillor Keeley. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. We now move to Council reports. With a recommendation at 2 that Council note the contents of this Council report for the month of October. Do I have a mover for that?
Alteration and move and report, please, Mayor.
Councillor Eckhall. Seconded by Councillor Monica. Go ahead with your amendment, Councillor Eckhall.
I didn't attend the Country Music Festival Southern Stars Awards.
Thank you. Any other report?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I was pleased to attend the 2019 Northern Mallee Leaders graduation on the 15th of November, and with 24 participants in the room for the program this year that's just completed, and taking the pool of aluminium from, I think it started in 2010, up to 185. And I believe the program, from my perspective, is essential in developing leadership for our region. I would like Council to continue supporting the program. It was mentioned on the night that the Northern Mallee Leaders must become financially sustainable. Consequently, they need organisations to demonstrate their support. They still have places to fill for 2020, particularly need some men to help balance the current list of applicants, and there are plenty of opportunities to get involved. As councillors, we are aware of Northern Mallee Leaders are a part of the state-based regional leadership, working closely with the RDB to create future funding opportunities. Chairperson Rachel Fyfe, in her address on the night, said, "By being part of the program and immersing yourself into a new network and broader community elements, we learn the responsibility that we as individuals have to make our making our community our home, and where visions become reality together. And that's what community leadership is. It was a fabulous night, and let's hope that there's a fabulous future for that particular program. And I know that, and I really thank Council for its past support, and of course its nomination of a leader each year, sponsoring a leader to join the program. I hope that is maintained too. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Eckhart. Do you have any other reports? Councillor Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to make a comment on, I was lucky enough to attend this year's Victorian Regional Achievement and Community Awards Gala event in Melbourne, and quite proud that we had two of our local organisations as finals. So that was the Food Next Door group, and also Redcliffe Jacaranda Aged Care, who was the award winner for the state for the year in aged care as an employer. So that was fabulous. Congratulations to them. And then also more recently, I wanted to also congratulate our Sunny Tape. Sunny Tape just won the national award as a training provider, so well done to them as well.
Thank you. Any other council reports?
Yeah.
Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have three things I want to talk about. One is the With One Voice Choir had their first birthday party recently on one of those dreadful days, but still a joyous occasion for a choir that is all about inclusivity, and we've worked very hard to go in and source membership from the marginalised sector of refugees, of domestic violence, drug and alcohol rehabilitation, disability sector, and our aim is to have 50 members by the end of the first year, and we now have 55, including three of Councillor Milne's sons. And I congratulate all of the committee that is made up of different people from different communities on that special achievement. Also, I was very lucky to attend the India Day Diwali Festival event, which was simply amazing, and I encourage everybody to go next time. Lucky enough to wear an outfit that I bought in India when I was there, and to make a speech at that event. But also what was really a standout for me, the entertainment I thought had come from outside Mildura, but the entertainers were basically made up of our doctors, our nurses, and one amazing crooner who's a farmer, a local farmer. So it was most impressive, and a very impressive Indian community in our region. And lastly, I went to the Family Violence Forum last week, and I've given all the councillors a gift of the Respect Victoria Strategic Plan Overview, which came out of the Royal Commission into Family and Domestic Violence. And we had a meeting in October with Gabrielle Williams, the Minister for Women, Youth and the Prevention of Family Violence. And at the forum last week, her head of assistant director, Michelle Clark, let us know, the gender equity group who presented at the forum, that they were so impressed with our work that they're going to fund a pilot that'll be run through the LGA. And there'll be an announcement about that in January. So that was a really great outcome, and I congratulate all the staff on council who have worked tirelessly with the Gender Equity Action Sunraysia and with the funding that came from that department to present a number of events that are working very much in the prevention space and changing culture around gender equality and the impact inequalities have on family violence in our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hill. Councillor Mount.
I noticed something this hour, I think we probably should know. The state government awarded farming scholarships in Melbourne last night, and two of our young farmers were both recipients of scholarships. One's Clay Gow, so Clay's from Carwell, and Dallas Willisdorf. Councillor Brown, that'd be out your way somewhere, Murrumbull. So that's not bad, given that we've got two from our council area. So congratulations to those two young farmers. And I think they got a $10,000 award and possible another $5,000. So that will certainly help them along the way and provide them with some study to make them better farmers.
Thank you,
Councillor
Milton.
Councillor
Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wish to make comment on the Murrumbull Library going ahead. I'm so pleased at long last it's happened. I believe by May it will be operational soon. It's a wonderful result, and I think we'll all settle down there and enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council reports? Okay, the motion was moved by Councillor Eckhall, seconded by Councillor Monica. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against the council report? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. And we'll now move to council questions, and we have 10.1, a question in relation to gambling policy from Councillor Mill. Are you satisfied with that response?
I'm happy with that answer, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
And 10.2, Councillor Milne requested some support for Zoe support, and we received a response to the effect that we would write to the State Government in relation to that. Are you satisfied with that response, Councillor Milne?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank item 13 is petitions, and we have a petition which is a request for rectification. 11 is councillor questions. Do we have any councillor questions? We'll start with Councillor Eckhall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now I have several questions. With the recent alert that blue green algae was detected in the river at Redcliffs, I noticed the same at the Mildura Wharf this morning. I received a call from a Redcliffs rural resident whose water supply is no longer potable. What actions can council and the appropriate authorities take to ensure that this sector of our community does in its entirety maintain secure drinking water in the future?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that would be something that Lower Murray Water would be dealing with, and there will certainly be information on their website to that effect.
Mr. Mayor, I was really asking what can council do in respect to, in some way I would imagine, advocate that there would be a some sort of contingency placed in the future, or at least some sort of discussion with Lower Murray Water that situation doesn't occur, because it occurs all the time and I don't think it's appropriate. So I'd just like that to be looked into from a council perspective because they're ratepayers.
We'll follow up.
Okay, further to that question, Mr. Mayor, unlike state and federal governments, should council be proactive and develop its own long-term drought plan that, among other issues, secures drinking water for our rural users?
Mr. Wilson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, certainly council could develop some sort of drought plan, but it would be very dependent on what the response is from our state and federal colleagues. And as we've alluded to, the potable water is definitely an issue for Lower Murray Water. We can advocate on regard to the potable water, but obviously there are contingencies in place to do that.
Yeah, the discussion, Mr. Mayor, that I think the council could have is that under these drought issues, what particular drought strategies the council can afford to look at in the future and do that in a planned way rather than a knee-jerk reactions to what's happening around Australia when droughts occur in communities.
Well, I think we'll take that on notice, Councillor Eckhall, and we'll respond.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next question is to the CEO. There is considerable discussion around the community about the current drought and consequent dust storms nearly every second day. In order to maintain Mildura and its towns' urban environments, which provides a refuge to seek psychological break from the daily dry surroundings that those communities are enduring, can Council place on the forum agenda a discussion around the current and any forthcoming water restrictions for residents in our towns?
I think we can get an update on water restrictions, yes.
Yes, we'll get an update.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm not going to read out this two-page script, but it comes in an appropriate time because Councillor Milne and I attended the Heritage strategy as part of a report that's happening in Mildura at the moment and consultation. So it's an appropriate time to ask the question. In keeping with the recent Heritage study, I offer this document and I table it. And it's a historical record of Coolong and H Block as described by Ronald Parsons in the book Where the Mallee Meets the Murray. He said, what will be in future years an important town rivaling Mildura itself in importance? Little can now be seen in the tangled bush, dusty tracks and muddy pools of the proposed Chokey Brothers vision as they sought to translate their Californian model colony onto a desolate Mallee soil. So taking that into account, and of course with more recently the proposal that the site would become the home of Mildura Motorsports and Community Precinct, which is a major part of the MFR, this is an exciting project and will greatly enhance this area and significantly contribute to the local economy. However, within the drama, excitement and prospects offered by this multi-million dollar investment in our future, I hope that we don't lose the significance of our past, and I therefore propose the following question. That Council undertake a detailed study of the area, commonly known as Irinkle Tank, as the proposed twin town, and prepare appropriate signage to recognise the site as one of the historical significance as part of the Chafee Trail.
Take that on notice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any other Council questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, in view of the shocking statistics in our region around family violence, we're 225% higher than the state average. I would like to ask if it's possible that any sporting group using Mildura Rural City Council facilities commits to doing bystander training amongst their club within a particular time frame to support our work in the prevention area of family violence.
Mr. Horson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, probably to put any stipulation on the current arrangements would need a council resolution to that effect. So certainly we can probably refer that to forum for discussion to see what that may look like with if council's in agreement to move forward on that, then a report would
Councillor Healy, any other questions?
No, thank you.
Councillor Milne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My first question is, I've asked on a number of occasions for a plan to be presented for the use and restoration of Elstead, the house sitting at the old Mildura Homestead site. For around a decade, the house has sat there and we haven't done anything. Can I now ask for a plan and a timeline undertaken so that we can have it approved for the 2020-21 budget?
Mr. Horson?
Mr. Mayor, I believe there is some actions in the heritage strategy surrounding Homestead. I'd have to check what the timing is for when that would come forward for a budget. Consider that as part of that process.
Excellent, thank you. Early this month, the state government cut 50 jobs from agricultural research centres in Victoria. We've previously seen the closure of Walkout Research Centre in our municipality. Speaking to local farmers, I understand that some land management skills under drought conditions are being lost. We also have the issue of growing crops under extremely dry conditions, and crops that are adapted to the same. Can we write to the appropriate ministers seeking more funding and research particularly research in our region on crops and crops crop adaption as a priority. There is a crop research in Horsham, but the land there is far different to the dry land farming we have in our area.
I'll take that on notice. Thank you.
The third one is, do all roundabouts in the city central comply with the distance from crossing regulations as applied to the 10th and Lime Avenue intersection?
Ms. Will.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there hasn't been actual audit done, but the rules have changed in recent years, and so as we go through and do that and upgrade, then they'll be ready to comply.
Thank you. The last one is, how many meetings regarding the passenger train have been held with supporting councils? Which councils have provided funding to MRCC for the advocacy work, and how much have they contributed?
Let's take that on notice. Okay. Are there any other councillors? Councillor Brown?
Yes, just in support of Councillor Mills regarding research and brains. I mean, there is an organisation, this is called Brains Research, the Belford Corporation, which is active in the area, the chairman was just across the river here, and they do a lot of work exactly what Councillor Mills was talking about. But we do need extra. Just a...
Thank you. Any other councillor questions? No. We'll move on. Item 12 is notice of motion, and we have none. Item 13.1, petition and requests for rectification of issues at Woodbine Park West Cliffs presence in Red Cliffs, with a recommendation that Council note the petition and that the matter be considered with the management report, item 14.1, which is the next item, of the November Ordinary Council meeting, which then takes us to item 14.1. But first we'll have to have a mover for that. That's Councillor Mellon.
Second
by Councillor Eckhall. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? No? We'll go to the vote. What is the favour? Motion's carried. So now item 14.1 with the petition accepted into Council. The petition response request for rectification works issues at Woodbine Park, West Cliffs, present Red Cliffs, with a recommendation that Council note the concerns of the petitioners and accept the actions proposed to rectify the issues, and write to the first named petitioners to advise them of the outcome in regards to this report. So a mover for that. Councillor Mellon. Second by Councillor Hewitt. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All in favour? Motion's carried.
Mr. Mayor, can we just thank the staff for getting on with that so quickly?
Absolutely, thank you, staff. Item 14.2 is Council Expense Report for the 1st of July to the 30th of September, with a recommendation of Council note the contents of this report with detailed Council expenses for a period of 1st of July to 30th of September 2019. Will I have a mover for that? Councillor Brown, seconder. Councillor Modica. Anyone wish to speak against that report? Move to the vote, otherwise in favour. Motion's carried. Item 14.3 is the events strategy. There's a recommendation that Council adopt the events strategy for 2020-2025 as presented. Do I have a mover for that?
Second.
Councillor Seconder, Councillor Chessman. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Before we move to the vote, Councillor Eckhall, I believe you wish to speak to this one.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, it's been a long time coming, this, and a lot of work's been done. And during that work, I've noticed that a lot of people are getting a bit mixed up between strategy and policy. And I'd just like to inform the community that the strategy sets the direction of the policy, or for the policy, and some initial changes have been made to that policy, I can state, and they'll be presented at the forum in December. More changes may be made over the next 12 months following feedback on the February grant round and further consultation with event organisers. More to the event funding and support policy, most significant changes to that policy include reduction of economic impact of major events stream, so $250,000, to provide events with opportunity to elevate and grow their event. Changes of terminology from Tier 1, 2 and 3, which is a significant change in regards to the nature of an understanding of our community, to the tier system, which I've been in favour of in those terms. They're going to be moved to hallmark, major and community. Simplification of documentation, which everybody's been calling for, and funding streams for community events. The event strategy 2025, the key action gaps that are a focus, these actions also form opportunities to build upon concierge approach, support and build capacity of the event organisers, the quarterly workshops, and also, Mr. Mayor, a really important issue, and I think it's a great initiative, that's the annual symposium that will be called. I think it might be October or November. Increased focus on building events with economic tourism impact, giving the events team a presence and a face in the community, branding and marketing, and business event development. Succession planning was not mentioned specifically, but it is a very key component to the assessment criteria that we have been discussing. So we look at how the application and request for evidence addresses this issue throughout the assessment phase. So congratulations to the staff. Thanks to the councillors for their input at the various forums. And let's hope this is a great new start for events into the future.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. And it's great to see that we now have a full events team at council that can progress this, which is fantastic. We've got no one speaking against the motion, so we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 14.4 is the Chaffey Trail Strategy and Action Plan, or the recommendation that Council will adopt the Chaffey Trail Strategy and Action Plan for 2019 to 2023 as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Second, Councillor Healy. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Eckel, this is your baby. Do you want to speak to this motion?
Mr. Mayor, the one thing I want to say about this is the enormous work done by the staff, and shouldn't be understated, because, as you rightfully said, they're the same people that we've had really real difficulty with filling positions within council. So this onerous task has fallen on new staff, and also under the guidance of Martin Horson as general manager. I don't know, in that area, I don't know what we would do without his guidance. He's been in that area for so many years, so his expertise was very important. And also the Chaffey Trail Reference Group, of course, and the representatives out there in the region, all the Chaffey Trail people at the different stages of the Chaffey Trail, but also the people behind them that often go unnoticed. And there's a significant resource that we have out there in the community on the history of our district, and I'm really pleased that this has come out at the same time as that we're doing the heritage strategy. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hill.
Mr. Mayor, and I'd also like to acknowledge Councillor Eckel and the team who put this together for making a few small but very significant changes that show deep respect to our traditional owners. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. As we've got no one speaking against the motion, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.5, Hollingswood Recreation Reserve Master Plan, with a recommendation that Council adopt the Hollingswood Recreation Reserve Master Plan Review 2019 as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Millman. Seconded. Councillor Modica. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Do you want to speak to the motion, Councillor Millman?
Just briefly, I think the people out at Oroville will be extremely happy to see this go through. There's a fairly extensive list of works if you go through it. Also, I guess, a bit of a savings list for some of the clubs involved if you look at the partnerships that are involved. So there has to be some money put in from the groups for some of the items as well. So there's a bit of homework for us all in that. But I would encourage everybody to read through it who's involved with the recreation reserve out there. I think it's a good plan. It's been put together with the users, and Gania staff have done a lot of work to bring to this point. So thank you for everyone that's been involved.
I have a question, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor.
Mayor, I was pulled over this a number of times. Is there a hierarchy of when these projects are going to be started and completed?
There's a list of priorities, the priority
yes.
columns.
Yes.
Only priorities.
Well, that's what I'll pass over to Mr. Horson. Through you, Mr. Mayor. A lot of the projects actually depend on funding and club contributions, so the priority list sort of tells us the importance that the various groups need to, and ideally that follows a timeline. However, importance doesn't necessarily follow funding, matching funding as well. So it's difficult to prescribe that, but certainly all the groups involved, together with council and also where we can apply for funding as well, will be used to bring the projects to fruition.
Thank you.
Satisfied with that response, Councillor Edwards?
Yes, the only reason I raised it, Mr. Mayor, was that the parking there behind the senior sits and next to the pool and next to the bowling club and next to the watching, you know, it's all dirt. And gee, I reckon that's a priority. That really is a disaster when the wind, and it doesn't need much wind either, and it affects a lot of clubs. Thank you.
Thank you. No one speaking against the motion. We move to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. 14.6 Amendment C108 of the Urban Drugstone Correction, with a recommendation that Council agree that the emission of an appropriate permit trigger provision in Schedule 1 of the Urban Drugstone, requiring the development in the zone to accord with the Maplewood Activity Centre Master Plan prepared in accordance with the provision of the schedule is an error, and request that the Minister fix that error. So, do we have someone who wants to move that motion? Councillor Healy? Seconder? Councillor Modica? A little bit timid with this one? Councillor Healy, we'll open the debate with you, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In my reading of the background material to this, I commend the work of the Planning Department, and from my perspective, it just looked like a minor issue that needed to be cleared up, so the plan can go ahead.
Thank you. Councillor Modica.
Thank you, Mayor. I would agree with everything Councillor Healy has said. It was a process that came under an anomaly pertaining to the schedule for the USE, and it's just a correction of a planning process that was put in place so we can have the correct direction in the future as our town grows. A minor amendment.
Councillor Mellon.
I'm speaking on principle because I don't believe the Neighbourhood Activity Centre is viable in the form that's in the plan anyway. I think that the shopping centre that's going to be in there is too big, so I disagree with it. So I'm disagreeing on principle and forcing anybody to actually comply to the plan.
Appreciate that point, Councillor Milne, but it's actually a point of order, and as much as it doesn't relate to the subject matter is the error, not the actual shopping centre complex itself.
On that, Mr. Mayor, if the error is corrected, or if the error isn't corrected, they don't have to comply because there's no triggering there to make them comply, so they can build without complying. So it kind of does either way.
Yeah, I understand the technicalities, but the actual debate should be about the error. Closing, Councillor Hill. Oh, sorry, is there anyone else wishes to speak for? Anyone else wishes to speak against? Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I said, it just seemed like a minor amendment to fix an anomaly. Again, commend the work of the department in picking it up and working through it. And yes, I agree, it's nothing to do with the actual ongoing nature of the plan. It's just to fix up a minor point. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll now move to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? Motion's carried. Item 14.7 is the Environmental Project Grants Program for 2019-2020 with a recommendation to the city.
Mayor, I'd like to declare a conflict of interest. I might as well go through the whole lot.
You've got
14.7, 14.8, 14.9.
Sure.
14.7 is SRS or applicants. I'm the deputy chair of SRS. 14.8, SRS and MASP have both applied. I'm on the board of both. And 14.9, again, SRS are applicants and I'm on the board.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay. Thank you. Do we have a mover for 14.7? Second, Councillor. I won't read through the list of the actual applicants, but it totals $19,218 worth of grants towards environmental projects. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No? Okay, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 14.8 is the Community Projects Grants Program round. I have a recommendation that the Council approve the following grant applications, and they're listed in the documentation, a total of $84,328.20 of community project grants. Do we have a mover for that? Yes. Councillor Paul, Councillor Brown. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? Move for the vote. All those in favour? Motion is Councillor Healy.
Is there a conflict of interest if it were with food next to the steering committee?
Yes. That would be your call, but
yeah, that's a possibility. I'm so sorry.
So you just wanted to clear the conflict of interest first?
Yeah, just the Food Next Door Co-op, I'm on the steering committee of their new farming initiative with refugee farmers, so it is a little bit outside of Food Next Door, but the actual project, but I will excuse myself.
Sure. Okay, we move to the vote. All in favour of the Community Grants Project. Motion is carried. Can someone ask the question? Thank you, Councillor Healy, the motion is carried. 14.9 is the recreational grants program for 2019-20, totaling $84,881.73 for recreational grants. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Paul. Seconded. Councillor Paul. Does anyone else speak against that motion?
No,
yes. $84,881.73 is in the recommendation. The total on the other side says $75,945.73, so that's obviously an error. Should we do an amendment on that? So, Councillor Paul, are you happy that we call it the
$75,945.73? I'm hoping it adds up to
$84,881.73. It's been moved and seconded. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, I'm not in favour. All in favour? Motion is carried. Can you summon Mr. Mills to the council now? Mr. Milne, all those motions were carried. 14.10 is the Local Government Service Support Program funding. For those that don't know what that means, that's the money that the state government has given stimulation drought relief in the Moor. Someone keeps pushing the button. Yes, Councillor Milne. Can I just explain what it is for the purpose of the media, if that's all right, and the public? $420,000 was to go towards rate relief for the farmers, and $250,000 was to go towards infrastructure, but we've written to the government and asked them for all of it to go to rate relief. We're just waiting on a response, and this motion allows us to flexibly accept the government's response, whatever that might be. Whoever move it, Councillor Mill.
I'll see
you. Mr. Brown. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? No?
Better
not. Threat, Mr. Brown.
That's your first Dakota Thompson. All those in favour?
I can get it up later.
Sorry, Councillor, before we go, Councillor Mill.
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to say I think this is a point that you've actually been very passionate about and worked very hard as well on this to bring it about. And so I think, you know, as a council, we owe you some thanks for driving that, and it's certainly a great thing for our community. And I'm sure it will be very, very well accepted out there. And we must, I guess, we should thank the government in advance for supporting what we're doing with the other money as well.
Thank you, Councillor Mellon. Who will we speak against? No? Who will go for the vote? All those in favour? Motion carried. 14.11 is the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee membership with a recommendation of the ABC's Mildura Swan Health and Environment Protection Authority be included in that planning committee?
Yes, yeah, so that is
Sean Brown. Second. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Mr. Butler was in favour. Motion carried. 14.12 is the quarterly financial management report for September 2019 with a recommendation that Council note the contents of the quarterly financial management report for the period ending the 30th of September 2019. Councillor Monica, Councillor Healy. Anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? Go for the vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. 14.13, Council meeting and Council forum schedule. As shown, the Council has got the following schedule for the dates of the Council forum and Council meetings. Council forum meetings. Do I have a mover for that? Council Brown, Council Fisherman. Anyone wishes to speak against that motion?
This is a resolution. So it's the forum and
the page. Oh, sorry, the second part of that resolution we've also includes Councillor Mullins' schedule. So moved by Councillor Green, seconded by Councillor Seagan. Do you want to speak against that motion? Councillor Vidal, all those in favour? Motion is carried.
14. Mayor, can I just acknowledge the fact that we're heading off to Oyen in the middle of the year, which is absolutely fantastic. Mm. So,
yes, that was a great initiative.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
14 geographical naming of the Ryan Whiteman Oval. The recommendation that Council endorse the naming of number one city oval at the Mildura Recreation Reserve as the Ryan Whiteman or Whiteman Oval. Do I have a mover for that?
Yes.
And second.
Do you want to speak against that motion?
No, I've got a question.
Yes, Councillor.
It's just in relation to the request to review the application with GMV, and that had been denied. I'm just wondering whether we as a council need to push that or revisit that policy and see if we can bring it about, simply because I think this is a great initiative, and to honour someone while they understand or while they're still alive to be honoured, I think is a great thing. And so I think the policy is doing us a disservice in a way. So just point of comment.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Milne, and officers concur with your concern about the GMV policy. I can assure you that we were extremely forceful in our three attempts for them to consider that policy change, and we'll continue to work towards that.
Mr. Mayor,
further
to that, Mr. Mayor, I believe that we should have a discussion about that in forum, because we all understand the consequences of naming something after somebody while they're still alive, and an unfortunate incident happening within a person's life whilst they're still alive, and might be the opportunity of having to change it, which would be very embarrassing. So I think it needs discussion of council before we pursue that.
Mr. Sexton, you want to follow up on that?
And through you, Mr. Mayor, and my apologies if I was ambiguous. It's a GMV policy, not a council policy, so we, as a state policy, we have no control. I'm confident we've done everything we can to steer them towards our thinking, and at this stage, that's an ongoing discussion. To put it bluntly, I'm not sure we could achieve much out of forum discussion. I think we're all on that same page already.
Mr. Mayor, I wasn't inferring that it was council responsibility. I was just saying that to put energies into chasing that further. I just wanted
to. Just to clarify, I think what Councillor Eckel was suggesting is that he doesn't necessarily disagree with the policy. and that perhaps if we're going to pursue GMV to change the policy, we should have some sort of consensus. So perhaps it's a matter we could raise it for. So does anyone wish to speak against this motion? No?
The only other issue, Mr. Mayor, I have is that it's mentioned. I just think that it should be recorded that Brian Waitman spent many years on the Recreation Reserve Committee reference group. It's mentioned in the letter, one of the letters, I think it was Michael and Lynn Hickman, but it's not mentioned in council's detail other than involvement in the activities of the Mildura Recreation Reserve in a couple of instances. But I think it was and I know Councillor Milne's on that committee now, but I was on the committee for many years, and his input to Council's decision-making process for the Recreation Reserve and for the Master Plan overall was unparalleled, and I just think that because of his knowledge, and I just think that I'd like to see that in the report. That's all. Just acknowledge that he has been part of the Recreation Reserve reference group.
We'll take that on notice. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, if no one's going to speak against the motion, the motion to vote, all those in favour?
Mr. Mayor.
The motion is carried.
As a member, I'd like to have the opportunity to speak in favour of my money.
You can speak in favour of it, even though it's been carried.
Mr. Mayor, this is a great initiative undertaken in acknowledging one of our town's absolute pillars of sporting organisations for many, many years. Brian Ridley Wakeman has been the figure behind Australian football and cricket for longer than I've been alive. And to pick up on Mark's point there, to list all of the achievements and committees and organisations that he's been involved with around that number one open precinct, you'd need another book to write on. He's a fantastic community person. I've known the family for many, many years, and I play footy against his kids. And we were talking about this the other day. And not even his kids know how much time he spent serving the community in the sporting arena. And I just think it's a fantastic acknowledgement to a true gentleman of North Europe.
Well said, Councillor Session. Thank you. So we've already voted on that. We'll move to item 14 and 15, Councillor presentations on portfolios, or representation on portfolios. And the portfolio representation is shown there. There's a recommendation that council appoint the following councillors to portfolios as listed. Do I have a move for that?
Yes, sir.
Councillor Brown, councillor, I second. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote, otherwise, the vote. Motion carries. Item 14 and 16 is Councillor representation on boards and committees, as shown. The recommendation of the Council adopt the following appointments to the boards and committees. Move for that. Councillor Session. Okay. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. Those in favour? Motion carries. Item 15 is urgent business. Do we have any urgent business?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Urgent business. Item 16 is public questions. Do we have any public questions?
No, Mr. Mayor.
No public questions. We now will have to move into confidential business. We have six confidential reports. Item 7.1, relocation of Football Netball Club from Mildura Recreational Reserve to Mildura South Regional Sporting Precinct. Section 7.2 is land acquisition, 86 to 89 Orange Avenue in Mildura. Item 7.3 is a tender award for a three road maintenance, or three road maintenance trucks. 17.4 is a tender award for the supply and delivery of rollout of organic mobile garbage bins. Item 7.5 is a tender award for the supply and delivery of kitchen caddies and compost lines. And item 7.6 is a tender award for pipe relining. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will now vote to move into confidential. I want to move for that, Councillor Mann. Second, Councillor Moynihan. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move for the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've now moved into confidential, and I'd like to ask you to leave the room if you're welcome to return. I should say, at the end of this part of the meeting, we will then be rolling into another meeting with the councillors and the CEO. So it's a long wait if you're going to come back for a drink and a nibble. Just forewarning. But thank you for your attendance here today.